My guest is Dr. Rachel Sammet. She's the Artistic Director of Choirs at Cal Poly Humboldt University. Dr. Sammet has worked with dozens of choirs throughout North America. She's also served as the Director of Choral Activities at the University of Hawaii and at Bucknell University. She was invited to write several biographies on Black choral musicians for the Grove Dictionary of American Music, published in 2013. And she has directed more than 30 stage musicals. On October 24th and 26th, Dr. Sammet will lead the Mosaic Vocal Ensemble in a program titled Immortal Fire, Music Celebrating Music, at the Christ Episcopal Church in Eureka, California. Welcome to The Exchange, Dr. Sammet.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So tell me about your work at Cal Poly.
I'm the director of choirs. I have three choirs. I have the Humboldt Chorale, which is a student and community group. It's over 100 members strong. Many community members join as well. And I have the University Singers, which is our chamber group, and a jazz choir called Mad River Transit Singers.
So,
but I teach conducting and some other things as well.
And how long have you been there?
This is my 11th year.
What started you on this path?
Oh, my goodness. I started as a child as a pianist. I sang in choir, and I happened to go to a public school where we had a phenomenal choir, and I think that just kind of fueled my love of choral music and kind of focused. I mean, I was always interested in music and performing arts, but that really kind of fueled my particular interest and love of choral music.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island, New York.
And that's where you fell in love with music?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Was it through the school or through the church? Or both?
Through the school.
Well, you've also written biographies of Black musicians. How did that happen?
Oh, that was just... when I was teaching at the University of Hawaii... one of my colleagues from another state asked me to do that. Yeah.
So,
and it was a super interesting project. Yeah, I got to learn about some musicians I didn't know about.
What did you learn that stuck with you?
I would say that... just that there's such a rich history of a breadth of history in choral music and musicians coming from all different kinds of backgrounds and valuing different kinds of contribution to the choral genre. You know, it's not a monolith. There's one of the joys of choral music is that it's so broad and it's so covers so many centuries and every culture there's just such a breadth of beauty to the canon or to the genre.
Well, tell me more about choral music as a genre. How's that different from all these various different other types of musical genres?
Well, in choral music, we basically a bunch of people singing together, and it can range from people learning by rote, which is just by ear, or having scores in front of them. From Western classical tradition to gospel or to more folk genres. And like I said earlier, it crosses all cultures. And, you know, one of the beauties is we, compared to, say, instrumental genres, you know, we have words, we have literal stories to tell. And so that's kind of another layer that's really, I find it to be really beautiful. You know, I think when I first started out, I was a pianist first. I was an instrumentalist first. So I think I honed in mostly always on the music for any kind of genre that had words to it, any kind of singing. But over the years, I've come to really value so highly the words themselves, because it's so powerful to be able to sing about a certain, you know, kind of text, or to kind of feel what the composer was inspired by to set a particular text.
When you're driving and you turn on the radio, what do you like to listen to?
All different kinds of music. It probably depends on how far I'm going. You know, I listen to pop, jazz, blues, classical, JPR. kind of a wide range depending on where I'm going or my mood, I guess. Kind of like cleaning your house, you know.
What's your favorite? What gets you moving or singing?
Oh my goodness. It's kind of like picking children, so I'll just say for the moment, I'll say Stevie Wonder always is a win for me.
You can't go wrong with Stevie Wonder.
No, you can't.
My guest is Rachel Samet. She's the director of choirs at Cal Poly Humboldt. On October 24th and 26th, Dr. Samet will lead the Mosaic Vocal Ensemble in a program titled Immortal Fire, Music Celebrating Music at the Christ Episcopal Church in Eureka. So, Dr. Samet, what is the Mosaic Vocal Ensemble?
Mosaic Vocal Ensemble is a group I started pretty recently, just basically at the beginning of this, beginning of 2025. I wanted to do something in addition to my work at Cal Poly that was basically a high-level choral ensemble that can do kind of, you know, some of the juicy choral repertoire, and we have such an arts rich community here, and many choral, you know, many strong choral musicians and people who love choral music, and I wanted a place for those strong musicians to come together and sing some beautiful music.
And how many are in the ensemble?
We have 25 at the moment, yes.
Okay, so what's the...
So it's kind of a nice number, not too big, not too small.
So what's the meaning behind the title of the program at the Christ Episcopal Church in Eureka? It's titled Immortal Fire, Music Celebrating Music. What does that mean?
Immortal Fire is a line drawn from one of the pieces, kind of the centerpiece of the program, called Hymn to St. Cecilia by Benjamin Britten. And the text is by W.H. Auden, and he refers to immortal fire. And so it's just so evocative. And the piece is is basically in honor of the patron saint of music, Cecilia, and the piece has imagery, all different kinds of rich imagery and different images of instruments and mythological imagery, and I just thought it was just very evocative, and the whole program is in celebration of music, or refers to music in some way or another.
Do you have a favorite song in the program?
Oh my goodness, I don't think I can pick one. I'm excited. I'm excited about this Hymn to St. Cecilia because I've sung it before a long time ago, but I've never gotten to conduct it. But one of the joys of my job is I get to pick all of the music, so I truly love all the music that I picked.
So what is one achievement you're most proud of at Cal Poly?
say, oh, that's a good question. I would say just being a part of a community that works together to create something beautiful. You know, just growing the program. You know, the corral when I first started was less than 40 people, and we've grown to well over 100. And you know, just inspiring people to create beauty and to love choral music and to work together. You know, especially now in a time when not everybody's working together so well. I feel grateful that I can provide a place where people can create beauty together.
Well, that is a really good leadership assignment. So thank you for doing that. Will the performance be live streamed or recorded?
We do not have plans for that at this time. Maybe we might do that in the future.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Dr. Samet.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you today.